You're listening to The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, your escape to reality.
Hello and welcome to The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. Today is Saturday, February 15th, 2020, and this is your host, Stephen Novella. Joining me this week are Bob Novella.
Hey, everybody.
Tara Santa Maria.
Howdy.
Jay Novella.
Hey, guys.
And George Robb.
Seattle! Yay!
So Evan is not with us because he's busy doing taxes, because that's his day job, and that's the time of year that it is. And you know, I do want to point out, George, that you know, you're appearing on a lot of our live recordings
yes.
of the show. This is all a part of the fact that we're doing the Extravaganza tour.
Yes.
So we're all together doing the tour. You host the Extravaganza.
I do.
And apparently some people don't know what that is. The Extravaganza is a stage show that
what?
We do that's
what?
Comedy and improv.
How
and
dare they not know what the Extravaganza
music?
Is?
Music?
Right. So you're going to be with us on the tour.
Yes.
And so you are going to be part of a lot of shows going forward whenever we're doing a live show during an extravaganza.
Yes,
weekend.
So get used to it.
Yes. Kara, great. Tell us about your t-shirt.
Oh, you can read this, can't you?
Yeah.
Can anybody else?
Ya Heart by Kunur.
Ya is I?
Ya is I. Yeah, the backwards R is Ya.
Yeah.
By Kunur.
By Kunur.
What does that mean?
We went 2 weeks ago for the long weekend to do the tour, and then I went straight from New York. These guys went home. I went straight from New York to Baikonur, which is a city.
I love baklava. Is that
yeah, almost. It's a city in Kazakhstan. It's where the Cosmodrome is located, where the Soyuz launches from.
Wow.
So I got to spend...
It's a very sexy rocket.
It was. It was very sexy. I got to spend a whole week... Oh, yeah, isn't Borat from
Kazakhstan? Yes. Yes, that's why I said it. Come in my capsule, see what's happening.
Yes. Didn't meet a Borat while I was there. I was hoping to. No, it was amazing. It was my first rocket launch, so it was a pretty historic place to do... To see my first rocket launch, you know, that's where Sputnik was launched from. Oh. I mean, this is like really historic. And so, and you know, this is a place that used to be incredibly top secret. It was a very important Russian base. And now, of course, it's a global kind of use thing. And it's where our astronauts and astronauts from around the world go
for
up
a while,
to,
anyway.
To the ISS for the time being.
Is it touristy or is it? Do you have to kind of have a special...
No, you have to have special clearance okay. to get there. And it's also... It's an airport. I mean, Baikonur has an airport, but it's a charter airport. Mm-hmm. So I flew from New York to Moscow, Moscow to Nur-Sultan, Astana, which is in Kazakhstan. And then we took a charter flight to the rocket launch out there. And it's funny because there is like a little stand where they sell t-shirts that say I Heart Baikonur. So there's a bit of a touristy thing to it, but there's so few people that go that it's not over the top. But
so you trusted that that shirt said what you thought it said?
I asked that's, around.
Oh, you did? Oh, good for you.
Yeah. Okay, most of the people there spoke.
And
Russian.
You trusted the guy that you asked.
Yeah, exactly. And it was really cool because we watched the launch. It was a midnight wake-up for a 2:40 a.m. launch. It was successful. I was there with OneWeb, which is a company, a British company that is launching satellites for global mm-hmm. coverage. Very different from Starlink, though.
It was a satellite launch.
It was satellite launch. Very different from Starlink. I asked about it. It's actually going to be one of my next episodes on Talk Nerdy because they're going much higher. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not naked eye. But it was really cool. It was 34 satellites. They had done proof of concept a month ago. This was their first, like, proper launch. It was really neat to watch them and the phase separation and stuff. And
what
then,
was the rocket, like...
It was on Soyuz.
It was, okay.
Yeah, the Soyuz brought them up. Yeah,
it's, so it's pretty
it was
big.
Very cool. It was huge. Yeah. Yeah, I felt it in my guts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tell,
weird.
Tell you
yeah.
were telling me about that.
Yeah,
tell the
like,
audience how that
you're
feels.
Sitting there. It was kind of strange, though, because this was like a proper business launch. So first of all, there was no countdown. So it just lit. And we were like, whoa, you know, because I was recording for audio. And then it launched.